All right, let's get going with Thursday night NFL. We've got the Vikings and the Steelers. So this is going to be a close game. And it's also seems to be spot on in the total area. So they've priced it pretty well, and the market's adjusted whatever it needs to adjust. So there's a play here. There is a play in this. I'm not going to take a straight side or a total because I really have gone back and forth. I think there's a chance that Pittsburgh upsets them by a point or to a field goal. On the other hand, is this the chance that Minnesota has? Is this it? Are they dead in the water now after the last showing? Or at home, do they finally put it together against a Pittsburgh team that really should be beat up? When they come off their Baltimore games, those things are slugfests. They beat each other up, and now you're on a short week with Pittsburgh. I don't know how I can take Pittsburgh in this game. The numbers kind of tell me to take Pittsburgh because, well, Pittsburgh's been playing better than Minnesota, so the numbers will tell you that. It's obvious that the better team should have better numbers. Factoring in everything, though, it seems like I should take Minnesota in this game. And as far as the total, wow, I've gone back and forth between the over and the under on that too. So really, I don't need to force a bet there. But what makes more sense to me, and I'll tell you, I did go back and forth on this too. I did look at same game parlay. I looked at taking Pittsburgh plus additional points to get it plus 7.5 so they can lose by a touchdown and win the bet. And then over, I believe it was 36.5. And that's a viable play. I ended up with Minnesota plus 3.5 and under 51.5 at minus 115. So basically, just a little shade higher than normal juice. Taking the home team, Minnesota, plus a field goal on the hook and under 51.5. Because quite frankly, I just don't see these two teams putting 51 points on 52 to lose. I don't see them putting above 51 points on the board. I cannot see it. I cannot. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I just can't find a way to see it happening. Number-wise, feeling-wise, eyeball-wise, whatever you want to say, I just don't see it. And then getting the home team plus the field goal, you can lose by a field goal and you win by that half point. Got to take it. Because there's a real possibility Minnesota covers the 3.5. It's been bouncing between 3 and 3.5. So there is money coming in at Minnesota. For sure. And sharp money is what it is. Because I think the public money is coming on Pittsburgh. So I'm going to go with sharp money. I'm going to go with Minnesota plus 3.5 and under 51.5 in the same game parlay for one unit. Done deal. All right. So moving on to the rest of the sports. Quick recap of yesterday. We didn't have the NFL yesterday, obviously. So you try to have a short memory in this sport. But I believe it was close to even if you include props. I believe it was 2-0 in college basketball. And I talked yesterday about how I really liked Wisconsin. So I kept an eye on that game. I saw them down 22. I got a bet in live on them when they were down 20. Got them in at plus 14.5. I have no idea they'd come back and win the game and cover the original line, but I was ecstatic to get plus 14.5 because they just don't get blown out at the Kohl Center. So that was free money. But anyway, 2-0 for the show. And then NBA, 0-3 in my recollection, just swept it right off the board. And then we move over to hockey, and it was 2-2, so lost a little juice. I did give up 3 props, and they all won. They all won pretty easily. And those were actually 3, I believe they were my 3 best props. Well, there was like 2 or 3 more that were the same dollar value to me, but they were 3 of the best bets and they all won. I think I went 1-2 on the other best bets that I didn't give out and had some other plays as well. So depending on how you played the props or didn't play, about a break-even day. A little bit better, including the live bet, which of course had nothing to do with the show. All right, so enough of the not necessarily commiserating, but the recap of yesterday, because it wasn't a highly profitable day. I guess I could call it commiserating. But so college basketball, there's only one play I want to play here, and it's not a marquee game. It's one of the least marquee games of the day. You know, there'd be a temptation, a lot of money coming in on Purdue, and I would kind of tend to take the dog plus the points at home. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking Rutgers. And Iowa State is always a slugfest. They come at each other pretty hard. It doesn't really matter what the state of the teams are. They come at each other pretty hard, and that's in-state rivalries will do that for you. I just can't find a play here. Iowa's one of the highest scoring offenses in the country, and they have played some reasonable teams, so those numbers are no longer skewed as much by the patty cakes that they played earlier in the season. They're playing legitimate teams now, Big Ten teams, as a matter of fact, for the last two, then Virginia before that. So legit teams. Iowa State, boy, you know, they've got some transfers out the transfer portal. They just beat Creighton. Creighton's a good team, but they're super young. Is on the road. This one's in Ames. I'm not going to bet on it. The numbers tell me Iowa. My head, to some degree, tells me Iowa State at home. But my head mostly says run away from the game. You do not need to put money on it. If you must, watch it live, at least track it live. And if one of the teams is taking a huge lead, bet against them. Let's bet on the dog, because it probably is not going to be a blowout. I wouldn't feel quite as confident on that as Wisconsin being behind by 20 at home. If Iowa gets up by 20 over Iowa State, they may actually be able to hold it with double digits. But and the other side of the coin, to be honest, though, is if Iowa State gets out to a 20-point lead, which they're not going to, Iowa showed some real scrappiness in their last couple losses against good teams, quality, Illinois and Purdue. They covered the spread against Purdue rather easily, and they were getting blown out by Illinois, and they came scrapping back at the end. So I'm not going to talk myself into taking Iowa, because Iowa is the favorite here. So it is what it is. I guess if Iowa fell behind quite a bit, I would take them live. That's what I'm saying. That's the nuts and bolts of it. I would take Iowa live if they're well behind. I'm not sure about Iowa State on that account. And then going over to NBA, only one game, one bet out of the three games made any sense to me. It's Denver and San Antonio over 215.5. That actually makes a lot of sense, because I think it's more like 225. 220 for sure. And then lastly, we go to the NHL. There's a lot of games, but I'm only going to take three bets here. There's going to be some props, but I haven't finished the card yet, so they won't be included on this podcast. So, Chicago visiting Montreal. Chicago minus 130 is the play, and I have no reservations about that play. Although Montreal's at home, and last time I said they were a mess, they went out and won the game, but they're still a mess. That doesn't change, and no team loses 82 hockey games in a season, and nor will they. They've already won some, but they're not going to lose the rest of them. And I just like Chicago quite a bit in this spot. Detroit and St. Louis had a slight lean towards the under, but that got scratched off pretty early. I don't even call it a lean anymore, but I do like St. Louis in this game. I don't like them by two. They're a 170 favorite. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a 60-40 split, 60% of my bet, 60% of a unit on St. Louis full game money line at minus 170. Because I don't like any games getting that high in juice, I'm going to take 40% on the 60-minute line at minus 105. And I feel good about that. You don't have to win by two in this case. But if they win in regulation without overtime, both bets win. If it does go to overtime, you still got 60% of your bet on the full game, so you come out ahead in the end. So that's a winner. Finally, Boston and Edmonton. Boston back-to-back. I don't like them in that spot, having to go back-to-back on the road. Edmonton at home and rested and a 125 favorite. Now, to be honest, they are struggling. I had mentioned in the previous Edmonton play, which I took, that they do not lose three games in a row in the regular season. And they don't. Well, that is until just their last game. So this will be for them to avoid a four-game skid. And that's a powerhouse team. I just don't know. Even though Boston's a solid team that shut it, it's a defensive-minded system. You can only hold great players down for so long. And they might take Dreisaitl and McDavid out of the game a little bit. But Edmonds is no longer, it's not just a two-horse team. There's other guys that can put the ball in. Zach Hyman, Jesse Puljujärvi. I wouldn't say Nugent Hopkins, he's got maybe one goal in the season, but he's an assist machine. He's involved in a lot of scoring plays. They got Darnell Nurse back. And by the way, that's a prop you can take. He's an auto fire for me until they move his line up. He's over 2.5 shots on goal, and it's usually minus 105 to minus 125 range. I haven't looked at it. I scanned it, and I believe he might have been 102, honestly. Low juice today. Even against Boston, again, a defensive-oriented team, they're going to be more worried about Dreisaitl and McDavid. So Darnell Nurse, over 2.5 shots. Take it and thank me later. It's a winner 90% of the time. All right, so that's it. Edmonton on the money line at minus 125. St. Louis split the money line and the 60-minute money line. Chicago on the money line. Go ahead and take your Darnell Nurse prop on shots. It's a good one, over 2.5 shots. We got the one off the radar Fordham play in college, and we got the over in the basketball game, the Spurs game, and we were taking the Vikings over, under adjusted total of 51.5 and plus 3.5 adjusted total of the same game parlay at essentially even or a slight juice minus 115. Okay, that's it. Good luck.